This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn about the first folio, the first collected edition of William Shakespeare's plays, many of which were not published during his lifetime. A copy is on exhibit now in Wisconsin. First, opiate addiction has quickly become a growing epidemic in Wisconsin and other parts of the country, often in rural areas. The road to recovery is difficult. These addictions often begin at a young age with a routine doctor's prescription. Molly Herman joins us now. She's the director, writer, and co-producer of Written Off, a documentary about a Wisconsin man's 10-year struggle to escape opiates and the stigma that can surround addiction. Here's a clip from the film's trailer, which is premiering in Wisconsin at the Wyawega International Film Festival this weekend.
He said the strangest thing. He said, "If anything happens to me, the journals will explain everything." And I'm like, "What are you talking about will explain everything?" And then he just kind of says, "Well, I write everything that happens in there every day. So if anything were to happen to me, I would write about it, and you would know what happened."
There is no real way out. If you have access, you have problems.
Molly Herman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I understand this issue is personal to you. You lost someone in your family to an opiate addiction.
I did. I lost my cousin, Emily, to the same problem, but a long time ago. And when it just was an issue that we didn't really recognize in our family, you know, we sort of talked about her problems, like they were emotional problems. And, you know, later on when this opiate crisis became a crisis, and I started to learn more about it, I looked back at that and thought, oh, that wasn't just crazy Emily. That was an addiction story. That's what happened. And I don't think any of us really knew what was going on.
And what drew you to this story here in Wisconsin, one man who dealt with addiction, ultimately died?
Yeah, I've been looking around for, you know, something that kind of told this story in a really personal way, because in my family, we don't talk about this issue, I don't think, enough. And, you know, it seemed like something that was blamed on the person that it happened to and to her immediate family. And, you know, I was really interested in kind of exploring it from the inside out. So I had, you know, been kind of clicking around everywhere on the web, and I had found this In Memoriam page where Matt's mom, Jane, had posted a photograph of him. And I clicked through, and I found her blog, which she had called My Dead Son's Journals, which caught my attention. And what she'd been doing, as a school project, was posting pages, you know, typing up and posting pages from his journals. And I started reading them, you know, and realized that this was sort of what I was looking for, and also that it had attracted a lot of people who were struggling with these same issues, and they would write kind of back and forth, and Jane would write to them. And, you know, it was clear to me that people for whom this was really real saw themselves in his story.
We'll get into Matt's story a little more, but just even I've seen the trailer, and it was heartbreaking. You're looking at people here who, if we in the public hear about them, they're part of a statistic of opiate addictions and fatalities. They're, you know, the crime story, maybe they're a public health issue. You're bringing us Matt, a person, a real human being.
Yeah, you know, I felt like for a while, every time I'd open my computer, the New York Times homepage would pop up, and it would be a mugshot of another person. And the reporting was always the same. You know, it was always like, happy, middle class, so-and-so, in jail. And I think there's a reason for that. I think that people like to sort of see other people fall down, and it makes them feel like they're less likely to or something. But it's not selective, this problem. It's really lots of people, there's not a lot of you know, there's some personal responsibility for getting into it or getting lost in it, I guess, but it's really sort of equal opportunity. And you know, it's so easy to to blame people dealing with addiction, and even easier because the addiction problem makes them really, you know, their struggle to survive, they end up telling lots of lies and wild stories and, you know, kind of making themselves obnoxious in a way that their families are, you know, just beaten up by. And so, you know, I sort of feel like it's like, you know, nobody in this country ever blames someone who smokes 3 packs a day when they get lung cancer. Everyone feels sympathetic toward them, you know. And so even if you did experiment with drugs or use drugs and then got addicted, you know, that piece seemed to be missing to me. And, you know, everybody out there that's dealing with this is somebody's kid, is somebody's brother, sister, daughter, or mother. And, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Talking to Molly Herman, creator of Written Off, a documentary about a Wisconsin man who was addicted to opiates, recorded his addiction in a journal and passed away ultimately. Molly, tell us about Matt. You read his journals. You met his mom. You talked to her. You talked to friends. Who was Matt?
Well, you know, excuse me. I think Matt was a guy who, you know, what really struck me was how much potential he had. That he was really sort of smart. People described him as, you know, kind of overly adult for his age. I think he was kind of like a big thinker stuck in a town so small it didn't even have a store, you know. And he just was an unusual guy, and I think he was a little awkward in his skin, and I think that's why he ended up in this cycle. But everybody who sees his journal pages, which we feature in the film, always asks me, is that really his writing? Because he had sort of neat writing and really was very faithful in trying to sort out his feelings and record the things that were happening to him and in a really thoughtful way. And I think the best of him ended up on those pages in a lot of ways.
And what's heartbreaking, just seeing some of the pages, he would detail what he had taken, what he had used. And this is, I should say, after it was initially a prescription for a toe infection or something like that, where he had gotten his first prescription and he was hooked right off the bat, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have this similar trajectory. They'll have some sort of surgery, and there hasn't been a lot of awareness. In fact, these drug companies have marketed their opioid painkillers on the principle that they're not addictive, which has been, you know, there's been a lawsuit about it. It's something that's really been very insidious and affected a lot of people. In Matt's case, I wouldn't say he got addicted from his first prescription, but he liked it a lot. He got exposed to it.
I see.
And, you know, he was a kid and, like a lot of kids, thought that anything that was a prescription was safe. Otherwise, why would your doctor give you a big bottle of it? And so he took those pills. He got better from his foot surgery, and then he started looking for those pills and buying them and eventually needing them.
So
and yeah.
In his journal, he details, took these pills, injected this, measuring amounts, measuring the cost, and often it seems like at the bottom of the page, this has got to stop. I've got to stop this. He knew this was bad, and he couldn't stop.
Oh, no, he could not stop. And he was even in rehab for a short period of time, and then he fell back into it. You know, the sort of chemistry, sort of brain science behind it is that these drugs sort of make your brain forget how to be happy on its own, because they're pumping out the same chemicals that do that. And when you stop taking them, you get really depressed. And then life seems so bleak, you figure, maybe I'll just do the drugs again. So it's really tough to break out of, and he tried so hard. And I guess one of the shockers for me was that I sort of assumed that addiction was about, like, getting high in for fun. And that was not really the case in his life. You know, he mostly was getting high to not get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go on these little campaigns where he would write down everything and try. He was trying to convince himself, you know, to have the fortitude to stop by seeing that, you know, he didn't have any money, even though he was working, you know, three shifts a day, because he was spending so much money on drugs, hundreds of dollars a day sometimes. I mean, this was a guy who worked at McDonald's and Pizza Hut and a Mexican restaurant.
Molly, before we let you go, you've had this story in your family. You've told Matt's story. We get callers whenever we talk about heroin. We hear from people this is an issue in their families. What you've been through, what you've seen putting this documentary together, what do you want families to take away from this?
Well, I think you said it yourself. You know, he knew what he was doing was wrong. And that's sort of what his mom says in the film, too. You know, all I knew how to do was come at him, you know, wagging my finger and telling him he was wrong and telling him he had to stop. And that wasn't the right way to approach it. He knew. He told a whole bunch of lies so that he could keep on doing it. He couldn't break out of that cycle. He needed real help. And I've talked to some addiction doctors that always say to me, you know, oh, I wish I'd known him. And I know that help can be hard to find and those resources can be hard to find, but it's a long-term issue. And people who are wrapped up in it, they already know it's bad. And they need, I think, more understanding.
We'll leave it there for now, Molly. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That's Molly Herman, director, writer, and co-producer of Written Off. It's a documentary film about a Wisconsin man's 10-year struggle with opiate addiction, the stigma that surrounds his addiction, his ultimate death.